Greetings. How are y'all? Oh, that was awesome. Attitude of gratitude, the power of praise. Wow. Anybody else got something before we go on? Okay. Well, that may be good because I think we got like a three-parter this morning. Did y'all come ready? Okay, then. Number one. Spent quite some time considering this because in all the years y'all know that we've been around, I don't like to take up time doing stuff really other than just what the Word of God is. However, I want to follow up with where we were last week when we were talking about conceived in liberty. Stuff going on in our country right now. And unfortunately, especially through the basic media and also social media, there's a lot of stuff being said and talked about that at best, what'd I say?
At best,
it's off the subject, right? Most of it, just absolutely not true. And the whole situation is really very simple, but in all of the verbiage that goes out there and all the back and forth that goes on, the simplicity of these things seems to be missing. So, if you remember last week, we talked about conceived in liberty. We were talking about the things, went through a brief overview of things that God did in leading up to this country being founded. And as we went through those things, I mentioned several times about our founders, and we talked about for a moment the Constitution and what a, especially when you look at the Declaration of Independence, what a very unusual document it was. The idea that it put out in the world was not something anybody was used to. And one of the things I just want to emphasize along those God lines is wisdom. We mentioned last week that some of these things were new. For instance, we talked about Columbus and how there were a couple of scriptures that he meditated on that kind of drove him to see things the way he did and to actually act on it. And we talked about the for instance, the Liberty Bell, 1752, how the people there in Philadelphia commissioned a bell to hang in their state house that actually had Leviticus 25:10 on it to proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof, how God was in the middle of all this stuff. Now, I was reminded, as I was meditating on these things, of something that Benjamin Franklin said in 1787. And some of you know something about what went on in the Constitutional Convention. It was not easy. It went on for a long time. There was a lot of argument that went on, a lot of documentation. And they reached a point where it just didn't seem to be working out. And Benjamin Franklin, who probably was, what'd I say?
Probably
was a deist early on. Y'all know what a deist is, children? Okay. The simplest thing is God wound the clock up and set it down and left, okay? It wasn't that there wasn't a God, it's just that he wasn't really involved. And he actually stood up and said, the longer this goes on, I'm convinced, and the quote is, that God governs in the affairs of men. Now, he said that in the assembly, in the Constitutional Convention, to all those men because he got tired of haggling over the details of what our government was going to be. And what he implored them to do was to start every day in prayer. And they started doing that. And God's wisdom poured out. And we came out with a document called the Constitution that was a government instituted by and for the people that nobody, including going all the way back to the Greeks and the Romans, nobody had ever had this concept of government laid out before. It was God. It was the wisdom of God. And bring that up for me, please, Julie. As you listen to all this stuff that goes on now, especially with the idea of the quote socialist, and you don't ever hear much about what that really means or what goes on. So, y'all do know that almost 10 years, or right at 10 years, I think it was 1787, that the French also had a revolution, right? And if you've been through much schooling, you've probably heard the French Revolution compared or contrasted with the American Revolution, okay? And the American Revolution had a very, very different vibe to it, went on in a very different way. They fought for independence from the greatest military at that time in the world. The French, however, just murdered their king and queen and a lot of other people along the way in establishing a new government. So that right off the bat is really different, okay? But what they set up was very different. And just for the fun of it, since those two revolutions are compared often, I thought, you know the results of one, okay? In spite of many problems, a week ago we celebrated 250 years of the same. Actually, it's not just a Democratic Republic, and I'll get into this in a minute. It's a presidential republic. And a lot of people don't understand what that means because they don't teach civics in high school anymore. So here, how many of you knew that the French have had five different republics? You don't ever hear anything about that, right? A few of your scholars, yes. They have five different republics, and what happened was they would set one up, and it would fall apart, or there'd be a coup, and then they set up another one, and it would fall apart. And I'm not going to take the time to go through all of these things, okay? But I laid it out for you how many years they lasted. The first one lasted 6 years. The second one lasted 4 years. Then they have one that lasted 70 years. And in this one, the power was concentrated completely in the legislature because then I think they only had one. It was not bicameral. There were not two houses. Now, then you can go down through. You have, obviously, that one ended when the Germans took over because there wasn't a strong military at all because they had no strong executive. What'd I say? They had no strong executive. Lola, you know who the executive is? The president. Yes, very good, y'all. Good. Scholars, mom and dad, scholars. The president is the chief executive officer, right? Okay. In France at that time, they have what many of the countries of Europe have, and it's not just Europe, it's all over Africa. In fact, I could have brought a list that's got, I think it's like 28 countries on it, that have almost this exact form of government. So,